Say hello to the future. Welcome to the Barcelona Virtual Podcast on European Marketing and Innovation. For our 56th episode, we've prepared a very special voyage, in which we'll be flying quite high. So, fasten your seatbelts for this one, baby. It's going to be quite a ride.
Oh, George, that's you. I was expecting Sonia's usual intro, but that's right, she's off for an early Easter vacation. I have to say, I'm also not used to seeing you well, so euphoric. This may seem like a hot mic moment, but is everything okay?
Oh, completely. Entirely. I'm just excited to be at the helm of this special episode on the Best of Mobile World Congress, which just closed its doors here in Barcelona. It was truly amazing. I'm still a bit in shock over it all. And, without giving anything away, I do think I should warn our listeners. They're about to fly, full power, right smack into a gigantic geek storm.
Man, I hardly recognize you. Dude, you look really happy.
George, I know I've crowned you a resident nerd, but, well, are you certain you are quite all right? That you haven't perhaps had too much coffee this morning? I've never seen you like this.
No worries, sis. I promise. It's just that this year, MWC, as it is now properly called, exploded far, far beyond just mobile technology. It's truly now a world congress of all things digital. And we're so fortunate that it takes place at the end of every February, right here in Barcelona.
Well, I know that you're English, but back home we'd say you've got ants in your pants. Whatever you've got to share has got to be good.
I bet it will be. I also went to MWC. In fact, this year I had the honor of speaking there, as a matter of fact, as we'll mention later. And I agree with George, there was a palpable sense of excitement in the air. So maybe you can give us a little spoiler-free hint of what you consider to have been the Best of Mobile World Congress 2024?
Now that I think of it, you did tell me about that flying car.
Yes, that was fascinating. But it was just the tip of the iceberg. It was more about the exponential aspect of converging technologies as we approach the midpoint of the third decade of Century 21. Silicon bumping into biology, quantum mixing with music, and, of course, with AI everywhere.
I'm still trying to process everything you've just said.
George, your Aleph just docked. Get in. Now, what do I have to say to make the car go up?
The following content is brought to you by the BV Innovation Lab. Voice services, AI, virtual reality, and neuromarketing are only a few of the ways we help you innovate in a safe space. To learn more, go to lab.bvirtual.com. That's lab.bvirtual.com. At the BV Innovation Lab, we bring you the future today.
George, I know you're spearheading this episode, yet to take care of the obvious, I've asked Caleb to share a few stats first.
Brilliant.
Since you both mentioned a special energy in the air, I think the final stats show us why. In 2024, MWC clearly got its vibe back, with 101,000 attendees, 25 country pavilions, along with over 205 countries and territories being represented.
I assume that most of those companies had something to do with mobile technology, is that correct?
Surprisingly, that was not the case, Carrie. In fact, 60% came from outside of the mobile field this time. They also had some pretty incredible speakers and thought leaders, around 1,100 to be exact.
Did the press pass this year give you better access, Kay?
Oh, totally. It was amazing to listen to keynotes given by people like the co-founder and CEO of Google DeepMind. Or Brad Smith, president of Microsoft. The cool thing is that we're also able to share those speeches right on our blog.
That's right, and thank you, Caleb. He's put them up in the program notes for this episode, which is number 56. Our listeners will find those resources at blog.bvirtual.com.
So now, if you've calmed down a bit, perhaps you can share those big news items with us. Though I must admit, I'll be listening with my own share of trepidation. You know, artificial intelligence, and much more.
I know that's not one of your favorite words, Carrie, so let's get it out of the way first. And, let's start with your bad news. AI is here to stay. In fact, AI could be found everywhere and on everyone's lips, just like the word metaverse in another edition of the show not too long ago.
Anything especially noteworthy, George?
For people like ourselves, who work with Gen AI tools every day now, I don't think so. One could find the usual robot dogs that Carrie is afraid of, as well as very humanoid robots. I would, however, underscore Brad Smith's keynote from Microsoft about the new AI economy and what they call their AI access principles.
I passed by the German booth at T-Mobile, where there was a lot of noise about their launch of app-less smartphones, basing everything now around a 24/7 AI assistant.
I'd like to clearly state here that I do actually adore dogs, boys. My mistake was watching that Black Mirror episode where relentless robot dogs viciously hunted humans.
Well, there was another form of AI. Perhaps it might have appealed more to you, though I admit I'm the sci-fi fan. On more than one stand, exhibitors were showing disembodied holographic faces floating in glass orbs. Of course, these were AI holographs. We've put some of those photos up on the blog as well.
That makes me think of scenes from Spielberg's movie AI back in 2000.
Or even worse, how about Dorothy and the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz?
I'm feeling the need to refocus this conversation a bit.
So am I, George. As we all know, at trade shows, everyone is looking for the big story for that particular edition. In this case, it seems it was a flying car you mentioned earlier.
Somehow, I managed to get George into that keynote by Jim Duchovny with my press pass.
Wow, a great stroke of luck. Tell us more.
Yes, it was. The talk and demo by the CEO of Aleph Aeronautics was the highlight for me. He led us through the entire process of how they developed what they claim to be the world's first flying car. I was skeptical, for starters. You know how I am. But then when he spoke very openly about their first failures and how they found the solutions, my respect began to grow.
The whole thing was very cool. To begin with, their project had big investors, yet was a huge secret for 7 years. Now, they have 2,850 pre-orders, more than Boeing and Airbus. This is a very stylish car that rises vertically and then lowers the same way when it lands. Duchovny says that if we add up all the time we spend in traffic jams, it comes to a week of our lives each year. And his car, the Aleph, will save us that time.
To my mind, that was a bit of marketing. A crowd pleaser. What he didn't explain was how we're going to avoid traffic jams in the sky.
I finally did find a moment this week to watch his keynote, which is also available on our blog for our listeners. I'll admit, he is very engaging. And I suppose we need to understand this first flying car in the same way the Wright brothers' aeroplane was.
Without a doubt, Carrie. So as we move from hardware, in this case the Aleph flying car, to software, what macro trends did you observe at Mobile World this year?
They could be found in the keynote track called Game Changers. I highly recommend those videos if you're listening and want to go deeper. It all begins when the moderator, Zena Klinker, paints a broad vision of the new exponential technology, as she calls it.
And how did she define that?
She asserts that we are in a key moment, where different technologies are merging and, to use a word Carrie won't like, spawning new hybrid tech as a result.
Heavens, you are spot on. It sounds like the movie Alien.
Exponential technologies will be a challenge for humanity. I agree, Carrie. We'll need to somehow control how they commingle and develop.
If that's at all possible.
Precisely. We have extremely powerful self-generating technology at the same time that wars are heating up all around the globe. Just the other day, Western and Central Africa lost internet connectivity because undersea cables were cut or failed for some unknown reason.
George, were positive and practical applications of these hybrid exponential technologies presented?
In her introduction, Dr. Klinker talked about quantum computing making the music of cells audible, or about graphene-based hair dyes changing the latest hairstyles into transceivers and receivers for the internet. In fact, there is a keen interest in, and a huge movement behind, the fusion of the biology of our bodies with the silicon of the matrix, also known to many as transhumanism.
Paul, you mentioned earlier that you had spoken at MWC. What about?
With your permission, George, it might be the moment to mention the startup track 4 years from now.
Right. I think it fits quite nicely at this point. MWC is simply so vast that it is impossible to cover everything in such a brief space. That said, I do strongly recommend the program notes we've put up at blog.bvirtual.com. They'll give everyone even more resources.
Why was the parallel track at MWC named for years from now?
Personally, I've always felt that it was a perfect expression of an innovator's and founder's vision. What I mean by that is the desire to launch a new company and set it well on its way to success within 4 years. And that's ambitious, of course, but that's just my opinion.
Given the speed and morphing capabilities, not to mention artificial intelligence, perhaps the next edition will be given a new name. 2 years instead of four.
Touché, Carrie. Great point. Well, the nice thing about this dedicated track for startups and entrepreneurs is the human side. And in my case, I was invited to take part in a roundtable conversation about how new companies can, quote, empower their brands, unquote.
I went last year with Edgar. And in this edition, for YFN was celebrating its 10th anniversary in a huge two-story hall.
Yeah, that's true. It was really big this year. However, what made our session, which I shared with Dina Mostovaya, a PR leader, and Hanisha Vaswani, a VC investor, was a one-to-one connection we felt with the audience. Because, you know, when you birth a new company from your mind and your heart into reality, that really puts you in very special company.
Could you share some of the key points of your talk with our audience? I think many of them are entrepreneurs and most are innovators.
I'd really love to, Carrie. However, I've invited Andrea and Henry from our BV Story Studio to give a quick overview. Andrea?
It's a pleasure to join you in my first episode here in the studio. To sum it all up in one word, Paul talked about a concept of brandability. The idea behind this is that the more tangible a brand is, the more it will connect with customers and the more profitable it will be. Henry, would you like to tell them more?
I'd love to. And I also feel like Andrea does. It's great to be on the podcast. Since Paul's session was only 30 minutes, he asked us to create a landing page to explain the concept of brandability. Our audience can find those resources at brandability.com.
It's like the word tangibility, but with brand replacing the tan of tangibility. In other words, brandability.
Exactly, Andrea. Thanks. So the landing page is full of videos, cases, and ideas we put up for the audience at Mobile World Congress. But not only for them, also for anyone who might be listening right now, fighting the virtuality that comes with technology, and wondering how to make their brand or brands more human, tangible, and accessible.
Very well put, guys. Concise and to the point. And thanks again for the landing page and the short intro video you've put up there. We'll have to invite you back after this cameo appearance. George, are we getting close to landing?
I do see that the seatbelt signs just flashed on, so yes. And I do hope our listeners have enjoyed this flight.
You know, the trip has reminded me of an old Bonnie M song, Night Flight to Venus. I used to play that again and again way back in the 70s, and I know that dates me, but maybe some of our listeners will remember that song too.
Well, I will admit this particular flight has been rather interstellar. If you're up for another one, come back and we'll keep shooting for the stars.
Shooting for the stars? George, truly, be honest. Are you sure that is really you?
Remember to check out our podcast directory at podcast.bvirtual.com. You'll find over 50 episodes, including very interesting chats with European innovators, marketers, and entrepreneurs. And don't forget to look for the videos of our live sessions, available on the Barcelona Virtual YouTube channel, as well as in the program notes on our blog. Thanks for listening, and until next time, adios from Spain.
The BV European Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Barcelona Virtual, a European internet pioneer. To visit us, type the letter B, together with virtual.com. That's bvirtual.com.